We are back here on Rutherford Issues on a Tuesday morning, and we've got a very special guest coming up here today, a couple of special guests, as a matter of fact, as we explore arthritis, but not just arthritis, juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. And we have a very special guest joining us in studio, a young guest, but not saying Dorothy Scobie, you're not young, but Dorothy Scobie, Arthritis Foundation Development and Services Director, joins us here today. It's good to have you here, along with Ellie Tracy, who we're going to introduce here in just a couple of moments. But Dorothy, first of all, talk to us about the Arthritis Foundation, and we'll get into specifics here about juvenile rheumatoid arthritis in a moment, but let's find out now what you do actually with the Arthritis Foundation.
Well, we basically raise money to help people improve lives of people with arthritis. We our mission is to improve lives through the prevention, control, and cure of arthritis and the many diseases. And so we raise money for several things, research to help us find a cure. That's a really critical thing. Then we also provide programs and services in the community. And then we also have events in the community to spread mission and awareness, letting people know, you know, that children get arthritis too.
Well, that's just what I wanted to ask you about. You said the many types. And when I think of arthritis, I think of someone who, I think I'm starting to feel the effects of it as I get older. But, you know, I guess arthritis is just one of those things some people live with, but it affects many more than you might think.
Absolutely, Brian. There are 50 million Americans living with arthritis today, and 1.2 million of those are just in the state of Tennessee, and that's broken down to 1 in 4 people. So arthritis really affects everybody.
Now, when you say everybody, what ages? I mean, I think typically we think of the elderly that suffer from arthritis, but we're going to learn today that that's definitely not the case.
Absolutely not. Children get arthritis too, and that's kind of why we're excited to have our surprise guest with us today, and we'll talk more about that. But arthritis can affect people of any age, and one of our juvenile rheumatologists tells us the average age that he diagnoses these days children with is about 15 months of age.
So how do they know? I mean, how does it affect the child?
Well, a lot of times they have trouble walking. Their joints are swollen. Their joints are stiff. They fall over. In some cases, I have a volunteer tell me that her child, she would go to pick up her infant in the crib, and she would just be sitting in the crib, not standing in the crib. When she would crawl on her elbows instead of on her hands because the joints in her wrists were so sore.
Wow. Well, let's bring in our special guest to kind of talk about more along the lines of juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. And Ellie Tracy is joining us today. And Ellie is 9 years old, and this arthritis thing affects her. So when were you diagnosed with arthritis there, Ellie?
I was diagnosed with arthritis when I was 3, and I'm 9 today, so I've had it for 6 years.
6 years. Now, do you remember not having arthritis, or is that just kind of a part of your daily life now?
No, but I remember when I slipped and fell and I scraped my knee at my church building, and it got really swollen and red, and my parents had to take me to the doctor.
Mm-hmm. So what type of doctor did you go to for your arthritis?
I go to a pediatric rheumatologist.
Okay. Pediatric rheumatologist. That's something that I never thought of, Dorothy, that there was such a thing as a pediatric rheumatologist. So in terms of treatment, what types of treatment do you have to keep this arthritis from flaring up on you?
My dad has to give me shots every week, and it makes me sick the next day, but it helps me.
So when you say makes you sick, does it make you feel sick at your stomach?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So when do you typically do those shots? Like on a Monday or Tuesday? Or
Saturday.
Well, then there goes the weekend. I guess you've got school during the week, and so you have to do that during the weekend, huh? The Arthritis Foundation sent you to camp recently. Tell me a little bit about that.
Well, I liked swimming, and I liked horseback riding and the banana boat. And I liked seeing Dr. Graham and playing with him.
Mm-hmm.
So you had a good time, I would assume.
Yes.
Like a really, really, really good time or just a good time?
A really, really, really good time.
We're talking to Ellie Tracy, who is, you're from Murfreesboro, aren't you?
Yes.
You're from right here in our hometown. And we're talking about the favorite things that you did at camp. You did horseback riding, you say?
Yes.
Was that your first time ever horseback riding? Or have you done
No.
that before? You've done that before.
Yes.
What's something that you did at camp that you have never done before?
The banana boat.
The banana boat. Okay, tell me about this banana boat. I'm curious.
Well, Dr. Graham was on it, the boat that was driving us, and it went really fast. That water was splashing in our face, and it did a sharp turn, and all of the left side fell off.
Ah.
So the right side had to keep it steady.
Well, at least were you on the right side or the left?
The right.
So you stayed on?
Yes.
Well, good. The Arthritis Foundation actually helped send her to camp, Dorothy? Is that how that worked?
That is correct. We basically scholarship about 50 children a year that have arthritis to be able to go to camp for a week and forget about their arthritis and get to go have a good time.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm surprised, you know, Ellie, if I looked at you, I never would have imagined that you suffer from, you know, rheumatoid arthritis. You seem like a very active 9-year-old. So does this medicine apparently helps you?
Yes.
Toward the end of the week, do you start feeling it more, or?
Yes.
So you look forward to Saturdays, I guess.
Yes.
Maybe not Sunday so much. The juvenile arthritis actually affects so many kids. I know that what you're trying to do is let people know about it, and I really think that's great. So do you know how many kids have arthritis, juvenile arthritis here in the state?
6,000.
Is it 6,000?
Yes.
6,000, and how many across the country do you know?
There are about 300,000.
300,000.
Yes.
Did you, I would assume that you got to meet some kids like you at this camp.
Yes.
Do you ever feel like sometimes that maybe you're kind of on your own, people don't understand what you go through?
Yes.
Okay, so being with these kids, how did that make you feel?
That I wasn't alone and I had the only juvenile arthritis.
Yeah, you're not the only one with it.
No.
So how did some of your friends there at camp kind of cope? I guess you had a chance to talk to them and see what they have to go through too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're talking to Ellie Tracy, who is 9 years old from Murfreesboro. She recently went to camp, and it's camp. What's the name of the camp now?
Dorothy? Camp Akeaway.
Akeaway. Okay, that's pretty neat. So, Ellie, I understand that since you were diagnosed, your family's kind of held a fundraiser to help raise money to find a cure and actually spread the word that kids get arthritis too. So, what kind of fundraisers have you done?
Well, we did one at my school, and we raised money, and we did one at the baseball fields in the mall, and even now you can join our team and make a donation to Team Ellie.
Team Ellie. All right. We need to find out how to do that. Dorothy, how can we support Team Ellie?
So you can go to the 2012 Middle Tennessee Arthritis Walk, and you can click on that and click on Join a Team. And then there'll be a drop-down box, and it'll list all of the teams, and you'll have Team Ellie. And then you can join that. If you need help, you can call me. Our number is 615-254-6795. I'm an extension 110, and I can walk you through it.
Now, that's on the website arthritis.org/Tennessee. Do we need to go to the Tennessee portion of that?
Well, that you can do that as well.
Okay.
That's our state page, which is www.arthritis.org/, and then you spell out the name Tennessee, and then there'll be a tab that says events, and you can click on the walk and do it that way as well.
Okay. And look for Team Ellie, Elli. I want to make sure that we get Team Ellie some love here. Kids going to camp, kids doing things, you know, that they would not normally get to do. That I think that's the biggest thing that I take away from this, because Team Akeaway, or Camp Akeaway, really gave Ellie an opportunity that she would not have otherwise.
Well, absolutely, and I think this is one of the first times where she actually got to meet other girls, you know, that shared her same stories, and I think she loved being able to compare notes and stories with them, as well as now having the contact for future references.
Now, is this camp done each year?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Where is the camp?
It's actually at Camp Widgiewagon, in right outside of, it's in Davidson County.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a YMCA camp.
Well, very good. That must have been a whole lot of fun. You know, I think maybe we've opened up some eyes today about arthritis. And again, I think the majority of people just think of arthritis being something that affects those of us old folks. But it's definitely not the case.
Absolutely. So we've got Ellie as our shining star to tell the story.
Well, Ellie, it has been a pleasure to have you here in the studio today. Where do you go to school?
I go to Northfield Elementary School.
Northfield Elementary School. So we want to say hello to everybody at Northfield Elementary. Now, what grade will you be in next year?
Fourth.
Fourth grade. Now, I have a daughter that's 9, and she will be in fourth grade as well at Wilson Elementary. She goes to one of the county schools, but you know, you look like a typical ninth or 9-year-old, not ninth grader. You're not that old yet. But, well, the best to you and your family. You want to say anything? Say hi to anybody who might be listening, or somebody maybe over in the other room?
Yes, my grandparents and my brothers and sisters.
Grandparents, brothers, and sisters. Who are? Give us the name of your brothers and sisters, then you'll have something to hold over their head.
Okay. Madison is my sister. Peyton, Dalton, Landon, Carson, and Kenton are my brothers.
Wow, a lot of brothers. You're outnumbered, aren't you?
Yeah.
I have a son named Dalton, too. So, well, very good. It has been nice to meet you. What about Mom and Dad? What are their names?
Jim and Raina.
Jim and Raina? Very good. All right. Dorothy, anything you want to say here as we wrap up?
No, just thank you so much for having us on. And again, if anybody wants to join Ellie's team, we'd love it. If you'd go on, read her story, and we're trying to get some pictures of camp up on her site, so we hope to have that done by the end of the week.
All right. That's Team Ellie that we can search for. And give us that website again.
It's www.arthritis.org/spelledouttennessee, TENNESSE.
Very good. Dorothy, it's been a pleasure. We'll have to do it again.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Ellie, come back anytime, okay?
Okay.
Very good.
That's Ellie Tracy there, and also Dorothy Scobie joining us from the Arthritis Foundation, the Development and Services Coordinator, Juvenile Rheumatoid Arthritis. Do a search online and find out more about juvenile rheumatoid arthritis. It's 9 years old. It's hard to even imagine what they must be going through. If you missed part of this interview, just came in on the backside of it, do be sure to head to WGNSradio.com and look for the podcast section of our website. And there, scroll on down to Rutherford Issues, and you'll find this interview right there online. Stay with us. We'll continue Rutherford Issues here on WGNS for a Tuesday morning in just a moment.